Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Welcome to day 8 of Embodied Surrender. This morning's training has been brought to you by my 6-year-old child, who did not want to go to school this morning. So she's been sick during the weekend, and deep down, I knew she needed to rest more. At the same time, we had to get to a bus. And so I tried to wake her up, and she threw a huge temper tantrum, understandably so, because I knew deep down I also didn't want to wake her up. And so a previous version of me would have said, we have to go, let's get going, we got to catch a bus. But there was also snow last night, so instead I took a break and I went to shovel. And while I was shoveling, the thought that came through was to trust my intuition. And so looking at my schedule, I knew I had a later patient, so I didn't have to be into the office. So we're going to slowly make our way into school. By the time I'd come back, she'd already come back to herself. She'd started to get ready. And we're going to make our way slowly to school. So here's what I wanted to teach about, which also came through while I was shoveling the snow. I've said this many, many times, and if you're part of the Daily Dose of Healing, then you can go ahead and look back at some of the previous teachings on action and reaction. So in reaction and action, you can even say, when something happens to us, we react. And you can when you react to something, then it comes from something ingrained in your nervous system. It is a safety mechanism for you. It is what has been installed, the previous programming that has been installed to get you out of danger. And it was installed when you were young, when you first encountered something that you thought would be dangerous, whether that be a person, a situation, something someone said to keep you safe. You programmed that into your body. And so that's your reaction. That's why sometimes you snap at people and you react out of anger. This is a different frequency than responding to something. Reaction is something where it is your instinct. It is something that is already ingrained. Response is a choice. Response is when you choose where there's a gap between your stimulus and your response. And you choose how you want to respond. So reaction would be the person cutting you off and you getting really upset and angry and saying, why did this happen to me? I'm going to go and chase them down and all the things. Response is, maybe they're in a hurry to get somewhere. Or I really hope that they don't get into an accident. Or I really hope they get safely where they need to go. Whatever the case, reaction is ingrained, response is a choice. So we've talked about that before. Now here's the next layer. Reaction is out of fear, and response is out of faith. That ties into what we've been talking about the last 2 days. We react in anger, in trying to defend ourselves, in trying to fight something, because we are fearful of something. It's in fear. Whereas when you take the time to respond, you are choosing. There's faith there. And so the next level I want you to play with is, how would I respond to this? What is the response here? We also do this thing where we beat ourselves up for our first thought that we have. So let's say someone does something to you and you're like, I wish they would die. And you're like, where did that come from? I don't actually wish that. But why was that the first thought? And then you're like, oh, I can't believe I'm having thoughts like that. How, like, maybe you look into the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so fat. And you're like, no, I'm not. I've been working out. I've been working on my, I really actually don't think that. I can't believe I'm thinking thoughts like that. And you spiral down the, why is that I'm thinking that way? Well, your first thought is the reaction. It's what's been ingrained in there. It's an old version of who you used to be. And if you've changed and upgraded that, your response is going to be different. And so if the first thought comes and you don't have to blame yourself for having that first thought. You can just be like, that is my conditioned response and thought. And now I'm going to come up with a new response and actually see and check in with myself of how I feel. Your intuition is in your ability to respond. Your creativity is in your ability to respond. Your higher thinking cortical centers are in your ability to respond, and it takes a little longer to respond than to react, which is why your first reaction always comes out a certain way. And whether that be good, positive in your nature, because that's ingrained, or something that you want to change. And so the great news is that our brains are neuroplastic, which means that you can change, you can repattern new programming. And it takes repetition, it takes time. And even if you don't fully recondition your original response, you can respond differently. Your first thought, your first reaction, you can still choose the response after. So all is not lost. It's not that you have one quote unquote bad thought or thought that you shouldn't, and then the rest of the day goes badly. Or the universe is like, hey, you no longer get what you desire. No. It is repetition, and over time that you learn something. It becomes, that's how we ingrained it in the first place, and it's how you're going to ingrain it and learn in the second place. And to replace that. You didn't learn to drive overnight. You didn't learn to walk overnight. You didn't learn a new language overnight. You didn't learn to speak overnight. It took time. Until it was conditioned. Now you can ride a bike, or now you can, skate. But if you don't know how to ski, you're going to have to relearn how to ski, or learn in the first place how to ski, until you do it enough times that your body knows what to do. So this next layer I want you to play with is to see if you can observe the fear in your reactions versus faith that things will work out, or faith that you can trust yourself, or to tap into your intuition in your ability to respond. Responsibility is your ability to respond. Between stimulus and response, there is a gap. And that gap makes all the difference. Have a wonderful day.